Working with writer Ken Abraham, Randy signed off on all stories his loved ones told and helped shape the memoir into the first-person narrative. He wanted people to understand that he's human, says Mary, and that they can overcome, too. Randy's health problems began in July of 2013. He and Mary were not yet man and wife. A dental office manager, she had been a friend for years before both their marriages were falling apart, and they started dating in 2010. They were living together when Randy, who was preparing for a tour, told Mary one day, "I don't feel very good." Diagnosed with pneumonia at a local hospital and given antibiotics, he woke up the next day feeling unable to breathe, went back to the hospital, and entered a terrifying downward spiral. "The doctors were kind of at a loss because it was all happening so fast," Mary recalls. "Randy's heart stopped beating. They got him back after about 2.5 minutes, but I could tell there was real fear. And he was transported by now in an induced coma to the Heart Hospital in Plano, Texas, and put on life support. Suspecting viral cardiomyopathy, the doctors began bringing him to consciousness to treat it. That's when they noticed he'd had a massive stroke," Mary says. After neurosurgery to relieve swelling, Randy began the long road to recovery and came close to death once more along the way. "Every day my prayer was just, 'God, let me have him back. I don't care how,'" Mary recalls. Almost 5 months later, shortly before Thanksgiving, he was finally ready to go home. "He was so excited," Mary says. "It was like somebody left the gate open and, boy, we were going to go live life." Back at their house, the singer had to relearn the most basic of skills. "He didn't know what the TV remote was, what the telephone was, or what the toilet was for," says Mary. "It takes you back to raising a child and you start all over again." He began going to physical, occupational, and speech therapy every day and continued for 2.5 years before opting for an at-home program.